Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Senior living centers in Wisconsin's North Woods are struggling to find employees. One social worker says the elderly make up about 40% of the people living in Vilas County. Nursing home operations often can't match the wages paid by businesses like Quick Trip or McDonald's. In other cases, employees often sign up for training, then quickly leave when they find the type of work that it is. And the attorney for an accused arsonist in Wausau is asking that the case be dismissed. Tony Patterson Jr. is accused of trying to burn down the Cabaret Bar in 2016. Patterson was arrested in 2017 and has been behind bars ever since. Bar owners say he was kicked out of the establishment the week before the fire for fighting with other customers. Patterson's attorneys say his client's right to a speedy trial has been violated, and he's filed a motion for dismissal. A new group calling itself Badgers United will push for more state funding for the University of Wisconsin-Madison and an end to the tuition freeze. The effort was launched Monday. Lawmakers have kept tuition rates for in-state students frozen for the past 6 years. The current budget plans would extend the freeze for 2 more years. Governor Evers has called for an additional $127 million in state funding for the UW system, but Republicans cut that by more than half. And Stevens Point is considering a proposal which would add a fee to people who appeal property violations. City attorneys say many who file an appeal fail to show up for the monthly meetings. They're held Fridays at 6 p.m., and it isn't unusual for there to be no-shows. No action has been taken by the Stevens Point Public Protection Committee yet. The mayor wants to hold another meeting to discuss the idea, but no date has been set. And DNR and state health officials say it's nearing the time to be on the lookout for blue-green algae on water bodies across the state. Some blue-green algae can make toxins that cause illness in people and animals who accidentally swallow, inhale, or have prolonged skin contact with the algae. DNR blue-green algae coordinator Gina LaLiberty says while more likely in agricultural areas, they can occur statewide.
Blooms can occur in any water body in Wisconsin, but they're most likely to occur in water bodies where you have a lot of nutrients that blue-green algae can use for growth. They're using nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, for growth, just the way plants would or more desirable true algae would in a lake system.
Even clear lakes can have clumps of the algae if it's blown into an area by currents or wind. Well, Liberty says most active times for blooms is mid to late summer as water temperatures reach their peak. She says the algae can be more toxic to animals as they are susceptible to ingesting bloom-filled water.
So if you see water that has a lot of small green particles in it, or if it's a really dense, pea soupy-looking water that is very opaque and you can't see your feet in knee-deep water, that's when you really want to keep animals out, and small children should not be recreating in water that looks like this as well.
Health officials say common symptoms of exposure to toxic blue-green algae blooms include skin rash, gastrointestinal illness, and respiratory irritation. People experiencing symptoms that may be due to blue-green exposure should contact their health care provider or the poison center. More information is on the DNR website. And we have this update. We incorrectly identified the person reporting to authorities an incident on Gunlock Lake in May as Thomas Molson Jr. That's incorrect. The person in the boat that night was T.J. Molson. We apologize for that error. The weather forecast for the afternoon hours, look for partly sunny skies, high near 71. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 47. Wednesday, sunny, high 73. Thursday, partly sunny, high 74, and by Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower and high again near 73. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.